Dylan Martin. Good morning.
Good morning, folks. Hope all is well. Looking forward to this Sunday's TV One's Washington Watch. We're talking about the Secret Service scandal with Congressman Elijah Cummings. And also Judy Smith on ABC's hit show Scandal.
Scandal.
So, yes, absolutely, absolutely. So,
will you tell her that we absolutely love the show?
Yes, oh, absolutely.
Saw it last night and a huge
fan. Wasn't it great, man?
Absolutely. Kerry Washington. Fine. Okay, all right. Saw this interesting story, and, you know, it's always amazing when you watch television and you see these missing cases and very few of them dealing with African-Americans. And clearly the hardest thing for any parent to do is have to bury their child. The second hardest could very well be your child coming up missing. That's what Missouri's Goldia Coldon has been going through for the last 4 months in search of her daughter, Phoenix. And she joins us on the phone this morning. Goldia, December. Your daughter's been missing since December.
Yes.
What happened?
Well, Phoenix pulled out of the driveway, just as you might have pulled out of your driveway this morning to go somewhere, and she never came back.
Where was she going?
We don't know. December 18th was a Sunday, and around 3 o'clock when she pulled out of the driveway, and we didn't think anything of it. We thought she may have just gone up to the little convenience store or to maybe visit someone.
How long ago was this?
December 18th.
Your story really hasn't gotten the level of, I mean, again, my whole point, the level of attention when you've seen these other cases. And you and your family, you've been looking all over. And recently you had someone who claimed to have information of her whereabouts.
He claimed that the person that we know as Phoenix was with him. But he was not, he didn't present her as Phoenix. He presented her as his long-lost daughter.
It was a cruel hoax, and it has also hurt you and your family financially as a result of this hoax.
Of course it did, because it was something that we had to check out. We knew it wasn't his daughter.
Right.
But we didn't know whether he had Phoenix with him because of the picture that he used. The picture was a picture of Phoenix.
Now, this Huffington Post story said that it is costing you and your family your home and your life savings. And you said that's not necessarily true.
It's not. It cost us a lot of money. The money that we had was money that we had. We did use some of our house payment to finance the expenses of our private investigator to go to check this out. And of course, if you have a home, you know that the mortgage company will
right.
not accept a partial payment. You have to have the entire amount. So we used part of a house payment, and that resulted in our falling another month behind on our mortgage payment.
Is this because the police in the St. Louis area have not been doing enough in the investigation to give you some sort of assurance that the case is still working?
Well, I could say yes or no to that. I can say that they did not go Texas to check this out because of budget restraints and manpower.
First of all, your daughter, gorgeous young sister, she pulls out of this driveway and you're in the East St. Louis area. It's been 4 months, and when, you know, we have this show Find Our Missing on TV One, and they talk about, you know, the first 72 hours are so critical. To Sybil's point, did you have the level of support from the police really looking for your daughter, really making this a major, major concern?
No, we did not. We did not. And we couldn't even convince the police that Phoenix was missing because the first officer who came out lectured us, my husband and I, about the fact that since Phoenix is 23 years old, that she did not have to tell us anything.
Mm. He lectured you?
Lectured us, yes.
And so your daughter's missing, 23 years old, from your driveway, someone you stay in contact with all the time, and then he is lecturing you. Are you still funding a private detective to look for your daughter? And what other kind of assistance do you have? Community, church, things like that?
We have been able to get the private investigator back. We had to let him go for a while because we ran out of money. We are getting him back. Because that's what we have to do to find Phoenix. We have to do whatever we have to do to find Phoenix. I cannot rely on the police to find her. Hmm.
And you say this case, I'm reading this story, you say this case is similar to another case in St. Louis where a young woman was taken out of a car at a stoplight and she was forced into the sex trade. And so I mean, so you're sitting here not having any idea of what in the world has happened to your daughter.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And her car was found as well, wasn't it?
Well, let me get this straight. The young lady called us after she heard a radio show that we were on and told us that it reminded her of something that happened to her back in like 2007.
Gotcha.
Where she was taken out of her car at a stop sign in East St. Louis, and she was raped, beaten, and drugged by a bunch of guys, and they wanted to force her into prostitution. Mm-hmm. And she said that she got away because one guy was left in charge of her, and he must have fallen asleep. And that's how she got away. And found out later that she was actually in a little outlying area of East St. Louis called Allerton, Illinois. Okay.
Well, Goldie, we're going to hopefully, first of all, we will have the photos of Phoenix up on blackamericaweb.com. Hopefully somebody who has listened to this interview, listened to this show, will have some kind of a tip. And what you have a number they should call.
The number is our home number. That number is area code 314-653-6606.
All right. Goldie, we'll keep you and in your family in prayers, okay?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
All right, Roland. 25 past the hour.